Article title, Using PuTTY without password private / public key auth. Content, by default PuTTY uses an interactive dialogue for username and password. SSH allows login without passwords by using a public / private key pair. To enable this, you need to create above mentions key pair first. Subheader, generate key pair. List item, start PuTTYgin. List item, check that type of key to generate is set to RSA. This is the default. List item, click generate. List item, click save private key. Pick a location and a file name. List item, leave PuTTYgin open for now. Later you need to copy / paste the public key in the top field. Subheader, save public key on server. Now it is time to log in into your machine with the password. To enable the key auth, you may need to create the directory.ssh in your home directory, if it does not exist yet. mkdir --ssh, ignore any file exists errors. Change to the newly created directory, cd --ssh, use a text editor to create the file authorized keys. Here using Nano, feel free to use Roman 6 or Emacs depending on your masochism level. Nano W authorized keys, copy and paste the public key from PuTTYgin in the top market. Press Ctrl plus C. To paste it, press the right mouse button inside the PuTTY window. Save with Ctrl plus W and exit Nano with Ctrl plus X. Subheader, adjust key permissions. By default, the created files and directory are not strict enough, so SSH won't use it. Fix this by running chmod 700--ssh, chmod 600--ssh/authorized keys. Subheader, configure PuTTY to use private key. To enable the private key, list item, though to the settings, connection, SSH, auth. List item, click the browse button and pick the file you created in the beginning. Now start another PuTTY session and check if you can log in without entering a password. Subheader, bonus tip. Setting up a SSH tunnel. A SSH tunnel is a connection from your local machine to the connected machine where every traffic is secured with the running SSH session. Useful if you want to reach a service on the remote machine that is not exposed to the internet, like a database server. List item, though to settings, connection, SSH tunnels. List item, enter source port. This is the port on the local machine. List item, enter destination in the format /ip:port. Target IP can be localhost or any other IP that is reachable from the remote host. Don't forget to hit the add button. Unless it is shown in the forwarded ports list marked blue, it won't be saved. Now your database server should be reachable via localhost port 3306. DTW. SSH can also tunnel remote ports, so your remote machine can access services running on your local machine or the network your local machine is in.